From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program in our Savior's name. I'm glad to have you join us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
A very good morning to you. Today we commence our study of Revelation chapter 11. I would like to play another extract from our featured sermon, The Last Invitation. It's based upon the text Revelation chapter 22 and the verse 17. Have a look at that text. This extract will highlight the fact that the gospel is called the water of life. After this sermon extract, we will have a hymn before we turn to our study in Revelation chapter 11. Here is today's extract, then, from the sermon, The Last Invitation.
Gospel grace is called the water of life. That's just what man requires. This world is a waterless wilderness in which everyone is dying, and dying without hope, dying for want of that which will satisfy man's thirst. Man of himself knows not where to find a well, cannot dig a well that will satisfy the thirst that burns within his soul. But here is the one solitary fountain in all the world from which a man may drink and find life. Here indeed is the water of life, the very thing that man's heart needs. Jesus Christ is here identifying it for us and pointing it out to us and inviting us to come and partake. Would you look at the very first verse of this final chapter? And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. Where does this water come from? The throne of God. The throne of God. God has given us this water. God has opened up this well. God is the source of that which man needs. When Adam fell in sin and departed from God, he immediately had a raging thirst. He immediately had a raging thirst. A raging thirst that all his progeny has been seeking an answer for since, but for which there is no answer found within the realm of man's endeavors. It's only from the throne of God the water flows. It's within the counsels of God, within the sovereign mind and will and purpose of God, that man will find the water of life. Don't search the world, young person. You will exhaust yourself looking for water in this world. You will but add to your miseries. It's only those who come and drink of that which flows from the throne of Almighty God. Oh, young people, then, well, it's only there that we will find this water of life.
Whosoever here has shout the sign. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over vale and hill. There's a loving Father called the wonder home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, the promise is secure. Whosoever will, forever must endure. Whosoever will, his mark forevermore. Whosoever will, may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over vale and hill. Here's the loving Father, call the wonder home.
As we turn once more to the book of the Revelation and to chapter 11, we are going to look at two very special individuals. We commonly call them the last two witnesses. They are servants of God who will exercise a very special ministry in the very last days. Their ministry will center in the city of Jerusalem just before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In keeping with what we observed at the beginning of our last study, we now find that the subject matter of this chapter centers upon the city of Jerusalem at the time just prior to the return of Christ. I think that there can be little doubt about this matter. The most obvious indication of the location of the scenes of this chapter is given in verse 8, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." But it is a Jerusalem as we do not know it today. It is a Jerusalem with a temple. Verse 1. Temple worship, long desired by Orthodox Jews, will once again be functioning in Jerusalem at the time of this prophecy. It must be noticed that this restoration has not altered the spiritual character of the city. It is still the great city which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Jerusalem, it appears, has become a center of worldwide interest. The events that take place there hold the attention of the world. Verses 9 and 10. A comment by Benjamin Wills Newton in his book Thoughts on the Apocalypse is worth noting. In reading this chapter, therefore, we must imagine Jerusalem again restored to seeming dignity and greatness, its temple rebuilt, its worship re-established, itself becoming a center for the busy concourse of many nations, her own people resting under the shadow of the great chief of the Gentiles, who for a little season practices on them by his flatteries, and then suddenly grasps them for destruction. This, however, is the hour which God has selected for the mission of a new character of testimony into that most evil yet beloved city. "I will endue my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." End of quotation. The prophetic history of Israel is declared to be divided into 70 weeks, or 70 periods of time. This is set down in Daniel chapter 9, verses 25 to 28. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." We can easily calculate just how long these 69 weeks lasted, for it clearly refers to the period from the commandment to build Jerusalem until the Messiah was cut off. That covered a period of 483 years, which is 69 multiplied by 7. Daniel then refers to another week, during which a covenant with the Jews is confirmed, but halfway through that week the covenant shall be broken, and the sacrifices and oblations in the temple made to cease. This period of a week, or 7 years, and particularly the events that will take place halfway through that period, is frequently mentioned in Holy Scripture. We have it mentioned here in verse 3 of this chapter, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That is, a period of 3.5 years. Their ministry shall end, we are told, just prior to the sounding of the 7th trumpet, which is the signal that the Saviour is about to return, verses 12 to 15. Does this not determine for us just when the events of this chapter will take place? It is, as Benjamin Wills Newton said, that final 3.5 years, or 40 2 months, verse 2, of this age which begins with the Antichrist's breaking of his covenant with Israel and his setting up of the abomination of desolation in the temple and declaring himself to be God. It is during these terrible days that these two witnesses will testify. Let's look first of all at the prophecy of the two witnesses, verses 1 to 14. These are literally two men, just as the Antichrist is literally one man. They are called witnesses in verse 3 and prophets in verse 10. First of all, notice the character of their ministry. They are men of standing. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Verse 4. This is a direct reference to Zechariah chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, and verses 12 to 14. Though these two men are clothed in sackcloth, verse 3, they are nevertheless God's noblemen, who shall stand before, or stand in the presence of, the Lord of the whole earth. It is with them, as it is with God's saints generally. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. They are men of sorrow. They will go forth in a spirit of mourning. It is a fullness of the spirit in which all the prophets, notably Jeremiah, ministered. It is that spirit which filled the blessed heart of our Saviour. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And he went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought. The weeping Saviour imparts to those who are his true servants hearts that grieve for foolish, sinful men. We will leave our study there. I hope that you will join me next week as we once more return to this chapter 11 and consider further the last two great witnesses. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.